I think the story is organized and it follows the journalistic triangle. The journalist triangle gives us the conclusion of the story first. Afterwards, they give us the details and information about the incident in the story, and the most important information in the story comes first. In the story, The Man Who Fell to Earth, we're giving a general view. Read that the man Ayaz is found dead tucked under a tree inside the railings of home-based car park. The police do not know how long he has been dead, but they start to find information about the dead man. Then we read about Ayaz's journey, his background and his relation to his family and why he had to leave his homeland. At last, we are giving little details that are not important to understand the story. For example, about the father's last word to his dead son in the coffin. I cannot trace the journalist's opinion. I think he is objective and concrete, but he has done a lot of research about the man's background and story. It is like reading facts about another man's life. The only time we feel compassion for the dead man's family and when the text touches us is when the journalists use quotation from his interviews and knowledge about the family's reaction after his after this incident. In the Sunday Times, they maybe would have used the story, but they would not make a big drama out of it like the Sun would have done it. The story would probably have been at the front page on the Sun. They would make a big deal out of it and write many pages of the incident. A paper like the Sunday Times is more polite than the Sun is.